This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship radio stations. And, of course, we are broadcasting out there across the country on the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, the website. We're also on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in America. And, of course, just for good measure, we put in some of the large leading independent radio stations across the country, too. And we're streaming live on the Internet. You can hear us at GCN Live. You can hear us on most of the radio stations we're on. You can hear us on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we're also on the Westwood One satellite around the world. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much, especially to the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border. To the FedEx and the UPS drivers, to our bulk mail haulers, that would be Felix and the gang there and all his guys out there driving away, to John and to Billy and to Walt and to Pete that we've seen from time to time. Our suicide jockeys also hauling our gas and our diesel and our petroleum products to where they need to go so we can go. You can also follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there to find out more about what we're doing, where we're doing it, and the events are over there. For example, I'll be at the gun show on Saturday down there in Sarasota, and looking forward to seeing a bunch of you there. In the meantime, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning.
Welcome back, and we appreciate you sticking around. And joining us right now, we have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. Great to be with you.
Yes, sir. 84 degrees up here, clear skies, and, of course, the people are excited because they're all getting ready for another great, sunshiny, warm, hot day.
Yeah, at least we don't have fires surrounding our homes and tornadoes and hurricanes. So.
I've got to say something about that because I would be remiss if I didn't mention the situation in Maui and Hawaii. It's horrible to even begin to think what happens when a wildfire gets out of control. But when it destroys over 270, approaching, we understand, 300 structures now, and kills at least 36 people with dozens more missing, I just hope to hell none of them were firefighters, but you can get caught up in that situation with hurricane force winds and a wildfire. You have no control, no control at all. It's going to go where it wants to go, where the wind pushes it. And a 75-mile-an-hour wind, you just can't do anything but back off and let it go.
Yeah, that's the irony. You know, the hurricane that moved to the south-southwest of Hawaii, instead of bringing rain, which would have been a blessing to put out the fires, all it's doing is bringing the winds and making the situation worse. And the islands are small, so it's almost inevitable. If you have a fire that takes off in any way, it's going to take on where humans dwell. And sadly, that's exactly what's happening.
Now, I want to talk about the other story that kind of caught my fancy yesterday, and it was the fact that they had this guy who, in Provo, Utah, the FBI went to raid his house in the morning and make an arrest. They had an arrest warrant for him because he had threatened the president to do bodily harm to him, as well as some other cabinet officials, and the DA in New York and the DA in Manhattan, if you will. Apparently, he decided he was going to go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah, apparently. So, I mean, you look at his record. Of course, he was on the watch list for the FBI. And, of course, because the President Biden was present there and was going to be very near that site, and he's expressly threatened in the past, why he wasn't picked up and brought to order before this. So I always want to know the rest of the story. Clearly, the guy's a bad guy, not right in the brain at all. Probably is not somebody that should have all the firearms that he had. But at the same time, my first thought, just because of the history of law enforcement, all that, and not so much them trying to do the right thing, but doing it in a fumbling, bumbling way, I thought, well, could this have been avoided and just taking this guy in? I don't know. We don't know yet. I want to regain my faith in not just FBI, but all law enforcement, that they'll do the right thing in the right way. But yeah, this guy, can't excuse what this guy's all about. He wasn't right in the brain. Mm-hmm. He's one of these guys. It's not about red flag laws. This is a guy that you should not have been that. He was a threat.
Let me go to the phone here real quick. Mary, I've only got about 30 seconds for your question. What is it?
Hi. I wanted to know what role HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, plays in the weather. In Vietnam, did not the monsoon get extended for a little while? And also in Beijing, China, for the Olympics, didn't they kind of make it snow for the Winter Olympics? Thank you.
Well, the answer is yes, they've tried a lot of man-made things. Some have worked and some didn't. Colonel?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a little bit of difference in creating man-made snow, which we've been always done. Mm-hmm. We've even done it to feed tourism and all that. And, of course, we've had an abundance of snow lately. But there's a difference between that and the facility that Biden was touting yesterday at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, the ninth wonder of the world.
Yeah, all right. And I wonder.
Hold that thought, sir. And Kyle, hold that thought. We're coming right back with Kyle Warren. We're coming back with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. We certainly got a lot more to talk about, and I'll be right back.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The team at Moss Nissan prides itself on creating a family-like environment, both for their employees and their customers. And when it comes to providing you with the information you need to make an informed car buying decision, their staff is second to none. Whether you're looking for your first car, reliable transportation for everyday life, or a larger vehicle for your growing family, they have options for every situation. So please don't purchase a new vehicle without talking to Moss Nissan first. I promise you'll be glad you did. Experience the Moss difference.
You know something? When you go to Moss Nissan or Moss Acura, that's spelled M-A-U-S, and Moss Family Automotive is the parent company of both of those other companies, you want to make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide open for some additional savings. And if you don't believe me, ask them about the You Serve, You Save program. If you're a veteran, if you're a active military person, if you're an emergency first responder, whether it's EMS, firefighters, or police, or if you're a church pastor too, current or retired, just tell them the captain sent you and see what happens. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Whatever it takes. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics first. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello.
And down to Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor.
Let's tell everybody, first of all, before you get started, where we're going to be on Saturday. We're going to be at Robarts Arena, Sarasota County Fairgrounds. I'm going to be there for the gun show. You're going to be there for the gun show with your group, the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, right?
And of course, and I'm the chair of the Manatee County, but we're actually a little bit bigger than that because it's going to be several Suncoast chapters of the Republican Liberty Caucus. So we'll have Charlotte County and Sarasota as well as Manatee and a couple other individuals from here on the Suncoast that will be there manning a booth to inform and answer questions about what the Republican Liberty Caucus is all about, both locally in the state and in the nation.
And by the way, folks, I'm going to be giving away some T-shirts that say Military Matters for the Kids. These are children-sized T-shirts, and if you got your youngster with you, bring them along, and we'll give them a T-shirt that says Military Matters, which is your show that you do once a week by a podcast, right?
That's right. It's also a Facebook page, and I do a regular newsletter. But, yeah, I appreciate Captain opportunity to give those that data, get that, because it's worth it to me just to get the word out, because that is all about honoring those who serve and have served the nation in military uniform. It's my passion that's it's not as political as my other passions are, but it's all about that, and that's the way it's about getting the word. And I appreciate your assistance in doing that. And of course, I try to do the same with Captain's America Third Watch because, hey, we're all in the same ship together.
Yep, and we'll also have Frank Silvato's book, Nullification, for sale there. So there you go. Now, Kyle, you got some questions for the Colonel? Go right ahead.
Thank you, Captain. Good morning, Colonel. You know, Taiwan, for the second time in a week, pardon me, China, for the second time in a week, has gone into the Taiwan air defense zone. They've also sent Chinese warships that were engaged in what they call combat readiness patrols, obviously continuing to probe and intimidate. At what point is China just going to believe that they can literally do whatever they want, or have they reached that point already?
That's interesting. Of course, we touched on this on Tuesday when we were talking about the Russian-Chinese exercise around the Aleutian Islands in Alaska. Yeah, I tell you what, a year ago, on my military matters podcast, I posed the question about, hey, will by the end of 2024 this year, or next year, will China invade Taiwan? And I kind of got talked out of that notion that it was unthinkable. Well, I got to tell you, in today's world, that is no longer unthinkable when you gauge what that is. So the answer is, I don't know. But increasingly, it's becoming not a matter of if, but perhaps when. And it's something that I certainly don't want to see happen under the current administration, because we've been so ill-prepared to deal with things, and we've got our fingers in so many other things that we're not equipped to do, that to respond to this, and the fact that we were only able to respond with four destroyers, in the Russian-Chinese, is that's worrisome to me. So I'm not really answering your question, but the fact is I'm kind of feeding your fears, which I think are honest fears, is that that could happen. The unthinkable is now thinkable.
Right. Well, and going along with that, all these things that we know about what China is doing in terms of infiltrating computer networks, infrastructure, and so forth, is that something that they will unleash? In your opinion, I mean, we don't know where these signs are pointing, but is that something that they would unleash in a concurrently with an invasion of Taiwan, or would they wait to see what we're going to do and then unleash such a thing on our infrastructure and computer networks?
I think an invasion of Taiwan would be a huge thing. I mean, everything China's done to this day has been so, absolutely, they would do that, and they're equipped to do that. In fact, They demonstrated that they're willing and able, as many other bad players in the world are able to do this cyber attack. So they absolutely would do that. And the Chinese are they're hitting on every stroke. They're using everything available. They're not as technologically advanced as us, but they have a larger navy than we have now, and not only advantage is technology, and in many fields they're surpassing us. Largely because over the last decade, we've surrendered some of that. We've been reliant on the Chinese for things that have lent us the technological edge. So that's frightening. So, yeah, short answer is absolutely. I can't imagine that they would not do that, because they're smart enough to do that strategically and short-term, long-term, equipped and willing and able to do precisely that. So, yep, that would probably precede any kind of physical launch of an invasion.
Very interesting indeed. Well, one other quick thing, and we'll stay on China here just for a moment. This dispute over this Philippines derelict ship that China has been talking about in recent days here, what is the significance of all that?
Well, I got to be quite honest. I'm familiar with the story that you're talking about. I followed it because it's one of many. I think it goes along with the observation that China hits on everything. Every single ally that plays to us, particularly in what they are deeming their sphere of influence in the world, you know, everywhere from the South China Sea to the increasingly big parts of the Pacific Ocean and the spats that they're having, which is driving Japan to be worrisome, and which, by the way, was cyber attacked by China a year or so ago, and we're very concerned about that. But that's another example. Of course, the Philippines, Japan, Taiwan, Hong Kong, all these, South Korea, they're hitting on everything, including the Leech Islands, to do that. It's doing that. So make it what it may, and you may know more about that particular story, but it doesn't surprise me. They'll play it up, and even if we know that this is not the case and that the Philippines are wrong, the Chinese are wrong mm-hmm. here, it doesn't matter. They will do what they can do, and to the extent they can get away with it, they'll do it.
Let me go over here and pick up a caller. Bagam and Bob, you got about a minute. Make it quick.
Okay, good. Anyway, I saw on the Internet, as far as Taiwan goes, one of their main things, one of the main defenses that Taiwan has, and this is a like their version of mutually assured destruction since they don't have nukes, would be to attack the Three Gorges Dam, which would really cause untold devastation in China.
Sure.
All right. That's it, Cap.
All right. Well, that's a target of opportunity, right, Colonel?
Well, absolutely. I mean, in war, you fight for survival. I mean, it's the same like with Israel, with Ukraine. You're being invaded by China, who says they own you and you're a part of them anyway, but you think independently and different than that. So yeah, absolutely. An invasion or a preeminent invasion, I think they'd be quite righteous in doing that. Even though it would be, it would lead to some catastrophic things, it would lead to a lot of civilian deaths as well. But that's been true of every major conflict. And when you're talking survival, that's what happens. Sadly enough, it's what happens.
Well, again, I want to finish by saying that the Colonel and I will both be at the Sarasota Two Guys Gun Show. It's Robots Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds on Saturday. I'll be there from 9 to 2. The Colonel will probably be in and out till 5 because they're there 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. I'm only there Saturday. And we look forward to seeing you either up at his end or down at my end, and I'll be down there where I normally am at the back door, towards the back door where you can see me when you walk down. I'll have my banner up there on the big old curtain, so you'll be able to spot the banner before you spot me. So, Colonel, look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
I do, and that corner is rightfully territory you have laid at stake the America's Third Watch flag on, and that's righteous.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, sir, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
All right, see you then, bud.
All righty. And, Kyle, you hang in there. We got more to come right when we come back here. We're going to be talking to our friend Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Going to talk about the new PACT Act and what's going on there. And is Joe Biden blowing smoke up our butts again, or did something actually good finally happen again for the veterans? We'll let you know. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Federal officials say they shot and killed a Utah man during an FBI raid related to threats against President Biden yesterday morning. The FBI said the shooting happened as special agents tried to serve an arrest and search warrant at a Provo residence. On Monday, the man allegedly made a threatening post about Biden's visit to Utah this week. No other information was given. The Hawaiian island of Maui is under a state of emergency as wildfires have left at least six people dead and destroyed structures. Officials said yesterday that hurricane-force winds and drought conditions have fueled the fires, which have devastated the tourist town of Lahaina. Hundreds of homes and businesses have burned, forcing mass evacuations. Some residents, desperate to escape the flames, actually had to jump into the ocean. The Coast Guard said it has rescued at least a dozen people in Lahaina. Lance Fry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and company. Oh, by the way, in case nobody told you, it's their 20th anniversary, and they are just literally selling everything and anything they can get their hands on at reduced prices, some as low as 80% below the retail price. Now, to find out what it is I'm talking about, go over to MyPillow.com, the website, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and see what they have to offer. Now, the pillows, they've sold 80 million pillows in their 20 years. Wow, holy cow, and it's hard to fathom, 80 million pillows. 1998, right now, you can get the queen-size pillow, save $50 on it, $19.98, $10 more for the king-size. The regular pillow, $19.98. They got some buy-one-get-ones in there, too, some 50% offers, all different things, whether or not it's the MyPillow products like the bed sheets, the mattress toppers, the pet beds, the mattresses, the My Slippers, and so much more. And you can take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history right now by going to MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, the promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to call them, there's somebody there that will answer your call 24 hours a day at the number that I'm going to give you, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. One more time, and the phone number, 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN. All right, welcome back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And our friend Jimmy T. Smith, not to be confused with Jimmy Q. Smith, but Jimmy T. Smith from the Concerned Veterans for America. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning, Kyle.
Yes, sir, and we appreciate it. Now, I want to ask you a question. First of all, you are with Concerned Veterans for America. You are here in Florida, and you are the state guy, right?
Yeah, well, I'm... the coalition's director. So I do have a state supervisor, but my job is to deal with people at the higher levels, from the American Legions to state leaders to individuals who play at that higher level. I don't usually do individuals in what we call the grassroots.
Now, I was a very active member when we had different things going on. I guess it'd be about three years ago. I can't remember exactly when. We did an event with your group over to Pepin Distributors, and it was a very popular event. We had entertainment there. We had a number of speakers. Jason Redman, who's become a friend of mine, retired Navy SEAL, who was pretty well shot to pieces over there in a combat situation. But a lot of great guys. I met a lot of great people, and Pete Hegseth and I even became friends. He's now, of course, with Fox News.
Yeah, we do. You know, there was a time where we kind of slowed down, and because once the Mission Act, which is what you helped work on, and get passed, was passed there, become kind of like, what do you do once you get what you want? And things slowed down. Then COVID hit, and then it really slowed down. But we've been picking up lately. We were down in Miami last week, did a cigar event, the PBR rodeo, I think it's a club. And in that, we had like 50 or 60 individuals come in, them and their family members talking about veterans issues and foreign policy and things like that. We just recently did a town hall with Congressman Corey Mills on the 7th, and we're going to do a town hall with Congressman Scott Franklin on the 16th. And so we're starting to really pick up pace, especially here in Florida. The team is great. We're in Miami, Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville, and Pensacola, and now I, of course, run across the state. And there is so much more that we're lining up to do.
Well, we're hearing that the PACT Act, which was signed a year ago by President Joe Biden, is the end-all to fix-all. And I'm hearing from people that maybe it's not what it's cracked up to be. And, Kyle, you've got a copy of it there, don't you, or you're something that you're looking at?
Well, right, yeah. It's basically called the Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxics Act. That's right. Signed a year ago by Joe Biden. And basically it came about because approximately some 70% of veterans' illnesses related to burn pits were being denied, evidently. So there was a huge push to get something going on this.
Well, you know, Captain Kyle, one of the things I'd like to interject on that is a pathway to get into the VA healthcare system for a lot of veterans or those who are in there to make sure those things are categorized in it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem. We are seeing more veterans come into a already broken bureaucratic system. And by that, we know for a fact that veterans should be given the choice to get the health care where they need. So the health care system is overwhelmed already. If you go to the VA's website that shows wait times and things like that, if you have cancer in Florida, you're potentially going to wait either weeks to months or not have the ability to get an appointment as a new patient. So even though they're putting all these people into the health care system, this does not mean they're going to get the quality health care. And that's why under the Mission Act that you helped pass, they had the Community Cares Program. The Community Care Program allows them to go outside the VA. Follow that up with the fact that at the same time, the VA is basically dissuading the use of that program outside of the VA. So more people are on a broken system. The broken system can't already get the appointments to them that they need, and the opportunity to go out of the VA system to get that health care is being dissuaded to veterans are being dissuaded to use that. So what does that tell you? The government is just throwing out policies and laws like the PACT Act to get more people in the system. It's not fixing it.
Well, this is what they do. And again, when I take a look at it, I'm going to get a little political here. When I take a look at it, it's the Cloward-Piven strategy on steroids.
Right, and they're using veterans in the aspect of politics. It's like, oh, look what we did for veterans. Look what we did for veterans. And so many veterans are talking in the affirmative of the PACT Act because it's like, oh, look, they cover this now and they cover that. Having it covered does not mean you're going to be treated for it.
No.
And this is why we fight the fight that we do. We have so many pieces of legislation that we're working on. But one of the biggest things that's out there right now we're working on is accountability within the VA. So we have veterans like the one in West Palm Beach the other day or earlier this year that committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he went to the VA, says, I have a problem, came home, told his wife, I don't think they care about me, and subsequently committed suicide. Nobody's held accountable for these things.
Yeah, and it's terrible when that happens, and I think it's still 22 or 23 veterans a day do commit suicide.
And the thing is, there are, so I have TRICARE. Under TRICARE, if I need mental health counseling, not even when I'm in a crisis, if I just think that, you know what, I'm struggling and I want to talk to somebody, I want mental health counseling, I can go and get that mental health counseling. The government is paying for it. I'm a veteran. But if you're a veteran who is disabled, who's going to the VA, you have to go to the VA. The VA then has to certify that you need to go through the mental health program. Then you can start going to the VA's mental health program, and if that's not available, then you can go outside. We have legislation that we're supporting called the Veterans Health Act. The Veterans Health Act has a portion of it that would allow, as a pilot program, any veteran who is going to the VA for services to automatically have the same health care I have in TRICARE. We don't need veterans to wait until they're in crisis
nope.
to get health care, and they don't need to wait on a bureaucratic process. This pilot program would make sure that the same health care that I as a retiree get when it comes to mental health or drug addiction, every veteran who is going through the VA would automatically be able to pick up the phone and get the help they need.
So before I run out of time, tell everybody how we can get a hold of you, your website, and whatnot.
Well, they can go to CV4A.org, and that's Charlie Victor, the number 4, alpha.org, or they can find us at the Concerned Veterans for America Florida on Facebook, or the larger page of Concerned Veterans for America on Facebook. They can find us at Concerned Vets on Instagram and what is used to be Twitter, what is now X. Or they can look me up, Jimmy T. Smith, on any of those platforms as well.
Yep, and for our national audience, they are a national group, so you can find out where your local group would be in your home state, right?
Absolutely. We have them in 13 different states right now. And in the southeast, I cover down in areas that we don't have them, so that's Georgia, Alabama, and Virginia. So I do not only Florida, but I go into those states as well to make sure our veterans have voice.
Okay, and next time you see Rick Disney, tell him we said hello.
God bless you. I will.
All right, you hang on there. I'll talk to you during the break here. But thanks a lot for being on the program, Jimmy. We look forward to talking again real soon.
God bless.
All right, hang on. All right, Kyle, we are going to take a break, and when we come back from that break, you and I are going to wrap things up a little bit. We're going to give an update on the fires in Maui, or that big wildfire, rather, in Maui, and give an update on what took place in Provo, Utah, shooting that suspect who had threatened to kill President Biden, as well as some other figures. So Kyle and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Thursday morning. Warm one for the Thursday morning.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe, and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Final segment of the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch coming at you. This segment is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, and you've heard me talk about them. I've been talking about them since just about the first day I came on the radio down there in Sarasota many moons ago, about 23 years ago now. And from installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. Make sure when you call them at 941-922-2345 that you tell them the captain sent you. Why? Because they're the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. And I've worked with them for years, and there's nobody any better than what they do. And they've done my shades when I need to have them done. Matter of fact, I might have them come up and do some repairs for me that I just realized the other day when I was moving some things around the other day, the weekend with some help that I had. I tore one of my sliding shades, so I got to get a couple of those put back in there. But anyway, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Yep, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can stop by, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to schedule an appointment, or, like I said, just stop on by. They're local. They're experienced. They're the best at what they do, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All first responders and veterans get discounts on your purchase, too. Now, Saturday, I will be down in Sarasota at Robarts Arena for the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show. Looking forward to it. They're located, of course, Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, and I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 2. The event goes on Saturday from 9 to 5, Sunday from 9 to 3. But you name it. You name it, they got things there that you probably wouldn't expect to find. A lot of different things, a lot of great savings. And, of course, ammo, guns, knives, military surplus, jewelry. How about that? Cosmetics, in some cases, for the ladies. always things for the kids. And like I say, I'm going to be giving away some free T-shirts for the kids, or kids' sizes T-shirts for Military Matters. So stop by and grab yourself a free T-shirt, young'uns. Tell your parents about it. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Okay, lead us off. What are we going to talk about?
Well, you know, we want to give a quick update about the fire that's going on in Hawaii. We understand, Captain, there are a lot of stories now coming out about people trying to just get out of the way of this thing. Harrowing escapes, as they're being described. But as we know right now, at least 36 people are dead. We don't know how many others might still be missing in this, as, of course, those hurricane-force winds from a storm that's even some 500 miles away, it seems like. Passing to the south of Hawaii has really whipped up these flames. And being a resident of Southern California, I can tell you when the Santa Ana winds really start going and there's a fire, it is absolutely something that's very difficult to outrun.
Well, they have a Category 4 hurricane down to the south and the west of them, correct?
That's right.
They were on the right side of the storm with the winds coming around whipping at up to 75 miles an hour, right?
That's right.
Very distinctive things that you'll never be able to control an outside fire on once it gets started, especially a wildfire, are the wind and the wind speed. You have no idea where that fire is going to go, and it just goes wherever it wants to. And that's how come if people got caught up in this, that's how come they couldn't get out.
Well, that's right, and a lot of this devastation is basically in the area of what's called Lahaina, Hawaii, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah.
The people are just devastated to see what's happened to their small town there.
Yeah, and I just dread to think the fact that some firefighters might have got caught up in that too, because I think the death toll is low right now. Those are the ones that they've been able to find so far, but I believe the death toll will be higher. And I'm just saying that, and I'm not saying that other than I just had that feeling about this. This is going to be a horrible disaster for loss of life.
Yes, exactly. They're describing it as apocalyptic scenes, as so many of these structures, the homes as well, mm-hmm. that have just gone up in flames.
How about this screwball that was had put stuff out on the social media and had sent messages to people and had threatened the president and threatened the attorney general, Merrick Garland, and he threatened, what was the guy's name? There was I forget the
Mayorkas,
guy.
I think?
It was Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg and New York okay. Attorney General Letitia James, and Mayorkas was part of that too, yeah, but threatened all these people and did it in writing. Did it in writing by putting it up on social media. What the hell?
Well, that's right. He's self-described as a, quote, MAGA Trumper. Unfortunately, yes, put all these things out there showing that obviously he's got some sort of mental, had some sort of mental problem, one might think, because as the FBI agents went there to serve the warrants and so forth, it ended up in a gun battle, and he was killed in that battle.
Well, he took a picture in his sniper garb with his weapon that he had, and that's crazy enough to begin with that you would want to, you know, actually show that. And he did mention the fact that he was going to take his weapon and he was going to put a bullet in the head of somebody. I don't know who, but he had a 24 sniper rifle, and of course he was wearing the camouflage suit, and he had the straw hanging over his head and all that, so he blended in the grass, but. I mean, the guy obviously had a screw or two loose.
Well, that's right. And certainly these are the kinds of things that hopefully transcend politics in our nation. I think we can all agree that any kind of act that this person was contemplating or threatening is simply unacceptable in our society.
Well, I totally agree. Okay, what else you got?
Well, okay, of course, you know, we're going to hear some more, I think, about this warship that's been there for decades, sort of beached up on an area there near the it's a Filipino ship, and China is absolutely just going bonkers about this thing. Evidently, it's used as some sort of listening post or some other kind of thing,
yeah.
And it's interesting to see China, go to this extreme on this.
Yeah, you mentioned base. It's not a base. It's a listening post, and they actually have put something there where they can monitor transmissions, which is smart thinking on their part. The Philippines.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. But I think, and I appreciate what I think it was Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright talking about, that China sort of has this big approach to everything, and they're willing to make hay out of whatever they can.
All right. Well, now get ready. Are you set for to take a caller here?
I sure am.
Okay, get ready, get set, because here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business here, ladies and gentlemen. This judge, in Washington, D.C., you worked for Hunter Biden at the law firm. You were part of the fake Russian dossier. You haven't recused yourself in Washington, D.C. against these false accusations against Donald Trump. This is a disgrace to jurisprudence. This is a disgrace to the court. These false allegations by Jack Smith should be hung for treason, and you judges should be hung for treason, taking these frivolous cases, wasting our time. You know how much money you've spent, taxpayer money, trying to go after Donald Trump on false allegations? Get the freak out of my face, you unholy piece of crap, okay? And McConnell, why don't you retire? You're a disgrace. Don't go tit for tat. The guy's a freaking crook. But you go out there because you're on the Chinese payroll trying to defend Joe Biden. McCarthy, if I was Speaker of the House, I'd have an indictment. I'd have an impeachment hearing this morning at 10 o'clock. And any Republican that doesn't vote for impeachment will do everything we can to replace you.
Okay.
You're a disgrace.
You got 10 seconds.
Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. And make sure Todd from Tampa gets more than 60 seconds to save this country.
All right, there you go, Todd in Tampa. I didn't quite catch the last part of that, did you, Kyle?
Something about wanting to give Todd more than 60 seconds to save this country.
Not going to happen. Sorry, not going to happen. Rules of the show. Okay, now here's the thing. We appreciate people that call and some people that can't get through and some people that have made serious mistakes before by saying words that they couldn't say and accusing people of things that, you can't do. And, to those people that, have had that happen to them, that's the way it goes. No harm, no foul. We have rules that we have to follow, too here. But here's the thing. We try to be honest about what we do all the time, every time. And we try to let you know what's going on in an honest and sincere and verifiable manner. Unlike, well, gosh, I don't know, Frenchie? For openers? All right, Kyle, we'll see you tonight on the radio. Thanks very much for helping out. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren. Kyle Warren Show. Go over there, kylewarrenshow.com. Check him out. In the meantime, we'll be back tonight with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Have a great day. Stay cool. God bless America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.